Very few things, arguably nothing, gives greater joy to God than to bring a soul into heaven. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. My friends, we are on day 4 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady under her title Star of the Sea for the purpose of emptying purgatory and becoming more effective instruments in assisting the souls in purgatory. We are doing reflections from the wonderful book, Unpublished Manuscript on Purgatory, with some prayers, and then it will end on April 19th, Holy Saturday, a very appropriate day. Let's get into today's reading. It gives great joy to God when anyone is the cause of freeing a soul from purgatory. That's all that we need to reflect on today. Now, we have to imagine God and His grandeur, His infiniteness. And often, sometimes we have these poor images of God from when we were kids. I was often kind of given this image of God that He was this grumpy old man. He was sort of very slow to move to joy, kind of sour and dour. And many of you have that same image. So imagine if that's really how God is. That this infinitely sort of sour being, He's not like that. That's a wrong image, but suppose that it is. You can give that God, you can give God joy. I mean, that is amazing. Think about, like, if there's someone of power or of influence, if you can make them smile, if you can make them laugh, that's power. To give someone joy is real power. To give God joy is, I would say, arguably infinite power. Whatever it is that's going on in your life that you can't control, you can control the joy that you give to God. Isn't that amazing? Think about that, that at any moment, no matter how you feel, you can give God joy. We should repeat that over and over again, because that is profound on a level that we will never really understand until we're in front of God Himself. It comes to mind the children of Fatima, especially Saint Francisco, how he would say, "Oh, the good God is so sad. I want to console Him." He would have appreciated this. He would have appreciated the sadness of God, and we can console that sadness through this joy. There's no greater joy than to bring a soul from wherever they are into heaven, specifically from purgatory into heaven. When anyone is the cause of freeing a soul from purgatory, I really want to talk about that, because I want to make a whole separate video about this. In today's church, we have lost our belief in causality. How so? What does that even mean? A lot of times people will say, "You can't convert people, only God can." And they're right, but what they're implying is we can't do anything. The only thing we can do is sit back and hope that God does something. And if God hopefully converts people, you know, if He feels like it today, then maybe we can do something. But we can't do anything. God has to do everything. And that's absolutely wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Causality. We can be instrumental causality. We can be instruments that God uses to cause things, but our will has to be involved. Think about this. The priest can choose to confect the Eucharist so that it becomes God, so that it becomes a second person of the Trinity, so that it becomes Jesus Christ incarnate. He does that. When He says the word, as soon as He says it and as soon as it ends, it happens. So to speak, as different people will say, God obeys Him. So God really gives us the power to cause. We can cause a soul in purgatory to be released from there through our prayers. And if we don't pray, they won't be released. If we do pray, they will be released. The freedom that we have is really real. And I think the church, informally, not officially, but many people in the church don't want to embrace causality, because they don't want the responsibility that comes with it. We want to pretend that we're just like little children that have no power, because that's an easy life. It's a lazy life. It's laziness, and it's an easy life, and it's a cowardly way to live our faith, as opposed to how the saints lived. We can convert people. We can convert nations. Therefore, let us go out there and die and convert, because we can be causes of that. We're not just passive, waiting for something to happen. That is completely opposed to the Great Commission, to what Jesus Christ, everything that he was about. It's completely opposed to it. I would say it's from the devil himself. We can be causes of the souls in purgatory being delivered from purgatory. Many of you struggle with powerlessness. You struggle with feeling like you can't change anything in your life, not of God. That is satanic. That is demonic. And if you ascribe to that, you are shaking hands with the devil and signing your soul to him. I will go so far as to say that it is true. Stop believing that you have no power. Has not the Holy Spirit been poured out into you? Is it not Jesus Christ himself, the second person of the Trinity, God, in your mouth when you receive the Eucharist? You are being given power all the time. And if you don't use it, it will be your hell condemnation. It will be your condemnation. So don't hide behind that excuse right now, because it will not save you when you're in front of Jesus Christ. You will tremble, and you will be sent, rightly so, to where you belong. Whereas we can deliver souls from purgatory. We can do it. Maybe we can't do this. Maybe we can't do that. Maybe we can't run. Maybe we can't do backflips. Maybe we can't do anything. Maybe you can't even make a cake that's very tasty, or you can't even cook very well. Maybe you can't make your children happy. But you can bring joy to God, and you can deliver souls from purgatory. That's more power than in an atomic bomb. That's my argument. My friends, this is amazing. Let this power resonate through your soul, and go give joy to God. Go deliver souls from purgatory right now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses set throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. St. Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. St. Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow in Day 5.